Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's end the year on a positive note. Here's information almost no one knows about nuclear energy. Last year, almost 72% of all electricity generated in the country of France came safely from nuclear energy plants. In America, it requires moving more than 5,000 times as much soil to obtain the same energy in coal as it would in uranium. Over the past 50 years, over 30,000 American coal miners died from black lung disease. Uranium is magnitudes safer to mine per megawatt of energy generated. Also, did you know that a coal-fired energy plant releases more than 100 times the radiation per unit of energy produced than do nuclear plants? In the early 1970s, between 10 to 50,000 Americans died each year from the pollutants released from fossil fuel plants. While lower today, it doesn't match nuclear plants, where no American deaths resulted from any radiological release. And don't worry about the planet running out of uranium and thorium for nuclear power. There is enough to supply the world's energy needs using current technology at current consumption rates for 16,000 years. Nobody died from radiation exposure in the Three Mile Island accident 40 years ago or the Fukushima partial meltdown 8 years ago. The accident at Chernobyl 33 years ago is projected to result in 4,000 premature deaths. Still, this one nuclear accident over the past six decades is a far better safety record than fossil fuel plants in only the U.S. By the way, did you know that the radioactivity of blood in human bodies from the radioactive isotopes of potassium provides 2,000 times the average annual exposure to radiation that Americans get from nuclear power plants? The uranium used in power plants is a different isotope than what's used to make weapons. You can convert it to bomb-grade uranium, but it would be much cheaper to make it from scratch. Last, if you are worried about carbon dioxide levels, replacing existing power plants with nuclear energy would be one of the fastest, safest, and lowest cost means to cut CO2 emissions. With this wonderful information, I hope you have a healthy and prosperous new year. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.